Elemental creatures take countless forms once they leave their respective planes, having been ripped from the nirvana of the infinite ocean or the unending lake of broiling warmth, all of which are summoned by masters or calamities to the material world. There's a strange hierarchy that some of them have, where genies act like humanoid kings and queens who watch over regions of the four pure elements, and bands of creatures like Azor hide out in the para-elemental planes, and everyone in between either wanders aimlessly or melds together as a shapeless amalgamation of unified souls. Which sounds fascinating and beautiful, but that basically means that all the earth elementals that you summon as a player would rather be a patch of motionless dirt on the side of a mountain with no peak, even though I love peak. But out of the wide selection of creatures you can summon from these planes, the easiest to grab are the meth heads. I meant mephits. What did I say? But still, why the f*** are they called that? Well, you know what? I like etymology. Their name comes from the word mephitis? My fetus? I don't fucking know. It means stinky as heck. So they're stink imps from the elemental planes. But to clarify how it's pronounced, D&D Beyond, go bring it home.
Mephit.
Thank you. Where hell has its swarms of imps and heaven has, I don't know, swarms of pegasees, the city of Memphis is teeming with these little big-nose goblins that float around pranking people. There's nothing too mysterious about them. I honestly made this video to explore the variety of them since they have such strong personalities and crazy versatility. I think mephits are actually really cool, even though they look stupid, and they make amazing cannon fodder for villains and players to use, especially since they're wildly useful little dirtbags whose abilities could easily build entire towns if you have enough of them. I have no clue where the idea for these little creatures came from since they're entirely unique to D&D, and they showed up first in the 1981 Fiend Folio, the same book as the Githyanki and the Githzerai. The fire, lava, smoke, and steam mephits were originally straight up devils and demons from the lower planes, who were the same size as people. They liked to wear unfashionable clothes, smoke stinky blunts, and would climb up from the hells to abduct or torture people at the behest of their fiendish lords. Ironically, as a bunch of stinky little goblins, they all got breath weapons. These big old 5-foot imps stayed fiends up until the 3rd edition, where they finally shrunk down and actually started looking kinda cool. Their straight up evil nature shrunk with them, making mephits a little more mischievous, but more than evil, they're just little fucking homeboys. They are inherently the easiest elementals to summon, and they're some of the best servants for wizards and whack jobs in all of D&D. They only chill with their masters though, to fuck off with everyone else. I'm gonna be a little stinker myself and tell you about how cool today's sponsor is. Beast, a role-playing game and setting built from 2024 D&D and Studio Midhall's flagship board game of the same name. The Swedish team uses authentic Nordic folktales, my favorite kind, to bring you a pre-apocalyptic setting where the world is plagued by a mystical swell of supernatural calamity. As a hunter, you make pacts with primordial, unprincipled spirits that govern your ability to fight back against the chaotic tides of change. And you balance your growth by either gaining grudges while staying true to your character, or fighting the grain with tough choices and dark dealings, risking corruption of the very spirit that you carry. Beast brings 30 subclasses, 40 spells, over 100 monsters, and 100 free preview pages that you can check out, like right now. So click the link below, follow them, and check it out when it goes live on the 11th of next month. Thank you, sponsor. In the old editions, mephits could unreliably summon other mephits, who in turn could probably summon more mephits, leading to a general coin flip reliant Fibonacci sequence of infinite mephits. Speaking of infinite mephits, let's look at how many different types of these little bastards there are, because there's a lot. Air mephits are as hollow as mephits come, with little to no personality, but the ability to expel small or large bursts of wind at will, which is helpful for cleaning gas and fog patches out of large areas. I think summoning one is kind of just like plugging in a small fan or an AC unit. Weirdly, they're probably the least stinky mephit that there is. If I were to try and pump a personality into this one, I think they'd be aloof, easily distracted, and surprisingly bad at remembering commands given to them. I'd make them airheads. Also, the art for this one makes me feel like it's gonna steal my poop and show me its fingers.
Ah, the light.
Dust Mephits are morbid little weirdos, obsessed with death, sleep, and arid catacombs. They're not pranksters exactly, although weirdly they have the ability to put people to sleep Sandman style for some reason. Their main personality trait is that they think dying is really fucking funny. Like that annoying kid who has a dark sense of humor and keeps interjecting with stuff like,
what if I just pulled out a six samurai sword and cut your head off? Wouldn't that be funny? Or like if you went on a hike and found 100 dead babies out of nowhere? I'm just joking though, but like, could you imagine?
Hanging out with a Dust Mephit would feel like that one skit with Dax Flame, but just never ending.
Dead is sad.
Exactly, but that's why it's like dark humor.
Earth Mephits were some of the more useful servants to conjure, since they could soften, mold, and shift patches of dirt or stone. They could also absorb stone itself to make themselves larger. I think all the basic elementals weren't given personalities in 3rd edition entries, but maybe Earth Mephits really like burying stuff, like bones, money, precious heirlooms, people, valuable transcripts, anything that seems interesting to put under the ground, and they would only ever tell their masters where they put that stuff. I bet they would love watching people scramble around digging for stuff when it's entirely obvious to the Mephit where those objects are.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa!
That's too damn bad!
Fire Mephits are essentially your run-of-the-mill imp, but wreathed in constant flames. Although they'll probably burn everything they can get their hands on if you leave them alone for too long, a Fire Mephit is about as useful as a basic Firebolt or Control Flame spell. They're great for turn economy though, if you want to burn your enemies even more. And in one of their entries it says they're often used for lighting cigars. Cool. But if I were to summon someone that giggled at toasting my butt cheeks every 2 seconds, I'd rather go with, like, a Magma Mephit. Ice Mephits are translucent, cruel little bastards whose pranks range from mundane to terrifying. They'll drop an icicle down the crack of your pants and freeze your butthole off, or they'll just freeze the juice in your eyeballs and cackle while you lose your vision forever. They can also release some of the frozen water from their own bodies to create fog clouds, which might be helpful for combat or stealth situations. Magma Mephits are maybe the second most helpful out of the whole set, and probably the most dangerous. Their ability to heat metal helps them easily reshape it like a bender, and can be commanded to build structures or forge weapons for their masters. But they're weirdly sweaty little magmen, and drip globs of literal lava almost constantly. In the older editions, instead of breathing fire, they would spew lava and melt their enemies, which is fucking horrifying. Mud Mephits exclusively showed up in 5th edition, obviously making them one of the most actually developed. Embodying the nature of literally bogging you down, they complain constantly. Always ask for money, compliments, your left shoes, literally anything to inconvenience creatures other than themselves and their masters. In Baldur's Gate 3, you have Stony and Bony, the muddy married couple of sculptor and salesman. Part of me thinks that somehow Stony is Bony's master, with how much he glazes up his gorgeous wife all the time. Ooze Mephits are weird ones. They're just tiny little stinky fucking grease balls. Although they were dropped after 3rd edition, they showed up again in Baldur's Gate, serving one of the turnkey three in the sewers. Instead of ooze Mephits, they were called grease Mephits. They probably still smell like rotten eggs rolled around in an old man's three-toothed mouth, but if you ignite them, they would literally transform into magma Mephits. I love the idea that if you add a new element to a Mephit, it would transform into a different type, like Castiform in Pokemon. For example, if you cast Ice Spear at an Air Mephit, it would become an Ice Mephit, and its personality would suddenly and drastically change. Or if you blasted a Fire Mephit with Gust of Wind, it would go out and transform into some kind of Smoke Mephit. I really think that these creatures should be specifically some of the only ones who are immune to all types of elemental damage, constantly shifting from one form to the next. I think that'd be awesome. Salt Mephits are fucking weird, but I like to imagine they behave like salty gamers and just get pissed off at everything that happens to them, complaining about everything that they're ordered to do and literally draining the enthusiasm from creatures around them. In 3rd edition, they hated moisture, but at the same time could absorb it in a radius around them, killing plants and small creatures as they go. Also, look at this one from Neverwinter Nights. I thought that was his hair for like a solid minute. Steam Mephits are like crotchety old dudes who just got out of the bathhouse, constantly dripping hot water everywhere and giving everyone around them commands all the time. They're the self-appointed overlords of all Mephits, according to themselves. They're also weirdly really difficult to see. Except for the 4th edition one, because that little dude's wearing fire on his face. Smoke Mephits are just straight up assholes. They probably smell like a swell of constantly burning cigars. Their nature is just a pun. All they do is blow smoke, lying and misleading everyone around them because it's really funny how gullible everybody is. I almost fuck with that actually. I'd summon one and hang out with it, and then never get that fucking smell off my clothes. Lastly on this ridiculously long list are the Water Mephits, whose art does not reflect what they're supposed to look like at all. The 3rd edition book says that they look like winged fish people with black bulbous eyes. They're the most lively of the whole group, wildly energetic and easily excitable to the point that they get really annoying. Like little kids in a pool, begging for your attention, splashing your face with water all the time, asking to play mermaids, just a little too happy to be alive. They also smell like fishy salt water, which is fucking gross. I have a weird secondary list of honorable mentions from the quasi-elemental planes, like lightning mephits, which, what the hell is that? Black ice mephits, who are like crystalline suicide bombers, mirror mephits that could clone themselves, mist mephits, because that's different from fog and steam somehow, radiant mephits, because... yep, someone else made a video about those. And sand mephits, which I think is what dust mephits should be called. God damn, that was 3 pages of these things. Have you heard that word enough? Mephit? Eh. Half of this video was just how many different types there are. There's a chance I even might have missed one, like a fucking steel mephit. Crystal gem looking ass mephit, I don't know. Also in Tales of Arcadia, a DreamWorks TV show made by Guillermo del Toro, they have shadow mephits. I would sooner battle a crazy craving for some honeycomb cereal than watch Troll Hunters, but that piece of trivia really snuck up on me. Okay, I you know what, I have ignored it for long enough. Why do they look like psychic pebbles, Eustace Bag, Panic from Hercules, and Fear from Inside Out? It really, really makes me want to just grab their noses and rip them off. Man, you know what? It's really hard to go cleanly from idea to idea in this video, but you know what's not clean? Guano. Mephits. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, they have doo-doo and it's valuable, like their ears that help with potions in Baldur's Gate. Mephit dinky doodles could be distilled or tossed like stink bombs. To draw some actually inspiring conclusions from these weird-ass imps, I love that in old editions they are hyper-durable. As long as they're touching their associated element, they can regenerate their hit points by absorbing it, which sucks for guys like ice elementals, but kicks teeth for air mephits. So they would naturally seek out their chosen environments where healing was easily accessible, unless they were summoned for servitude, and I think this is represented in Icewind Dale. But when you break one down quickly enough, they explode like little vacuous packages of elements, which made people hate parts of Baldur's Gate, especially that swamp fight. Hey wait, transitions are working kinda well now. Did you know that Baldur's Gate had ancient and young mephits, which... why? I think since they're really good for helping build stuff and generally taking on solid commands from their masters, the idea of an ancient or young mephit could be some bygone trait from the permanent spell which we got rid of. But realistically, a good wizard would want as many mephits as you could have for as long as you could have. They're kind of like long-nosed little meeseeks. Also, I'm still wildly committed to the idea that they're all immune to elemental attacks and just inherently shift their nature when slathered in different elements or merged elements like grease. That sounds like so much fun for a creature. To close this fruit salad of a video out, I actually used them recently in one of my home games. And I drew inspiration from Pikmin. There's a specific little triad of their swells in a cave my party's visiting, all of which serve different genies trapped in that area, and I made them look a lot more fun than just little winged guys who say,
"Stupid dog! You made me look bad!"
The magma mephits in my game wear armor like that one Pokemon kinda, and the steam mephits that I have wear actual diving suits and they swim around outside the little submarine my party's kinda in. And I'm thinking when they go a little bit lower, the dust or sand mephits should have little mining outfits and talk with Western accents. Honestly, these things can look like anything, be any size, and as long as your mephits are nasty little stinkers, as a player or a dungeon master, you're gonna do just fine. So, my suggestion? Go have fun with them. They've really grown on me. It's been such a crazy month, I didn't even realize that this would go up on Halloween, so happy spook day, by the way, jeez. You know what else is spooky? How good my new merch designs are that you can pre-order. Look at that, it's crazy and beautiful, and my friend Mario made this one. Look at the little me. If you want to be dripped out this December, there's a link in the description. Gotta plug that every once in a while. Thanks for listening. I have to make another video in a week. Pray for me.